From Mandarin to St. Augustine by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Mandarin, May 30th, 1872. The thermometer with us during the third week in May rose to 92 in the shade, and as we had received an invitation from a friend to visit St. Augustine, which is the new port of Florida, we thought it a good time to go seaward. So on a pleasant morning, we embarked on the handsome boat Florence, which has taken so many up the river and thus secured all the breeze that was to be had. The Florence is used expressly for a river pleasure boat, playing every day between Jacksonville and Palatka. It is long and airy and nicely furnished, and one could not imagine a more delightful conveyance. In hot weather, one could not be more sure of cool breezes than with sailing up and down perpetually in the Florence. Our destiny, however, landed us in the very meridian of the day in Tekoi. Tekoi consists of a shed and a sandbank and a little shanty where, to those who require, refreshments are served. On landing, we found that we must pay for the pleasure and coolness of coming upriver in the Florence by waiting 2 or 3 mortal hours till the starlight arrived, for the railroad car would not start till the full complement of passengers was secured. We had a good opportunity then of testing what the heat of a Florida sun might be, untempered by live oaks and orange shades, and unalleviated by ice water, and the lesson was an impressive one. The railroad across to St. Augustine is made of wooden rails, and the cars are drawn by horses. There was one handsome car like those used on the New York horse railroads. The others were the roughest things imaginable. In the height of the season, when the cars were crowded, 4 hours were said to be consumed in performing this 15 miles. We, however, did it in about 2. To us, this bit of ride through the Florida woods is such a never-ceasing source of interest and pleasure that we do not mind the slowness of it and should regret being whisked by at steam speed. We have come over it 3 times, and each time the varieties of shrubs and flowers, grasses and curious leaves were a never-failing study and delight. Long reaches of green, moist land form perfect flower gardens whose variety of bloom changes with every month. The woods hang full of beautiful climbing plants. The coral honeysuckle and the red bignonia were in season now. Through glimpses and openings here and there, we could see into forests of wild orange trees, and palmetto palms raised their scaly trunks and gigantic green fans. The passengers could not help admiring the flowers, and as there were many stops and pauses, and as the gait of the horses was never rapid, it was quite easy for the gentlemen to gather and bring in specimens of all the beauties, and the flowers formed the main staple of the conversation. They were so very bright and gay and varied that even the most unobserving could not but notice them. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.